Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like you're feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If you keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound.
She got that look in your eyes. Riding in some other man's car.
She was my nighttime
thought my time, but I guess not yet. She at the bar, getting drinks from many men. I'm in the house, thinking she's with her girlfriends, just not knowing truth and not knowing. I look back now like, man, I was open. I was inviting
her into my home.
But she was out riding.
said it's going back to fine.
Going back to fine.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia. Said he's going back,
going back
to a simpler place and time.
Back.
Oh yes, he is. Now be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, let this night train to Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight train.
Hey, hey, hey.
Whoa, whoa.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mind. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he turned all his hope. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find. Ooh, yeah. Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength. And I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, but by my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, hey man, how you doing?
How's it going? What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
John Walker, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
I just wanted to call in to just talk. And do you know what time I can get in on this?
Say it one more time.
What?
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
You know when I'm going to get on this radio?
When are you getting in on the radio?
Yeah, man. When I want to say some shout-outs, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Shoot. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not on live radio right now.
Yeah, you are.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I would just like to say a shout out to my boy, Fran Olowski. He passed away 2 days ago in a hit and run.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man, it's been a very hard time. I knew him very well, and yeah, I just wanted to talk about him on the radio. Am I still on the live radio?
Yeah, you're still on.
So it's been tough for me. He was my driver's ed teacher, for 5 years. And, he was a very friendly guy. And, He's dead now, and I'm assuming that I have no one to turn to. I'm guessing turning to you. What should I do? How should I deal with my depression?
I just take it one day at a time, and you gotta try to keep forward. I don't know.
Is there any other callers calling in that can maybe help me?
I don't know. No, not as of right now. Hold on, let me see who the other caller is. Who's calling in private? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, who's calling
in
private?
Yeah, this is NJVC.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Oh,
hey, man, what's up, NJVC? How you doing, man?
Man,
Where are you from?
I'm from Manhattan.
Manhattan, man. I'm from Oklahoma, man. What's good?
Not much, yo. I just want to call into the show.
Okay. I appreciate that.
So, the host of the show, what do you want to talk about? Because I don't think you want to talk about the death of my driver's ed teacher from Leonia.
Wait, what happened?
My driver's ed teacher, Fran Orlowski, actually passed away two days ago. It's been a rough time for me and my Honda Civic. So, what's your show about? What do you want to talk about? I'm here. I might as well be talking.
I don't usually do too much talking, really, unless I have my celebrity guest on. So, this is just a regular show. So, you know, you're pretty open to talk about what you want. But
let's talk about something about very interesting in your life. So, what's been going on? You have a girlfriend? You have a wife?
A fiance.
Oh,
nice.
Fiance.
Nice,
congratulations.
Nice.
Congratulations. How old is she?
She's older than me. I don't want to put her age out there, but she's older than me.
Is she everything you ever wanted in your life?
Say it one more time.
Is she everything you've ever wanted in a girl?
Yeah. She's good. She's good. That's the best.
She's good? Not great? Just good?
She's good enough for me. That's all I say. I'm not going to.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
Yo, man, you sound a little insecure about her, man. You should be proud to marry a woman. She's supposed to last you the rest of your life. You should be more excited.
No, exactly.
It's
an engagement. It's not a marriage. Big difference. But I don't like to talk about my relationships on the radio.
Why not, man? No, not like anyone else is listening. No, this show is terrible. No one cares. It's a fucking terrible show. Who else is listening? It's a bunch of niggers.
Well, first of all, my show is like one of the top shows on Blog Talk. And
no, it's not. Liar! I'm a 12-inch dick.
Alright, NBC, you still there?
Yeah, what was wrong with that guy? He's crazy.
I don't know. He's gone. Maybe he misses, what is the guy? What is the special ed? Maybe he misses the driver's ed teacher. I don't know. Maybe he's going to...
I don't know. I think he's doing some post-traumatic stress systems. I don't know. Something's wrong with him.
This is not the Dr. Phil show, so maybe
yeah.
This is another show.
Yeah, he's really, like, crazy.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Don't worry about that. This is why I don't take phone calls a lot of times. Open up my chat room because people like this drives me crazy.
You sound like you can take it, so you know that's good to be strong like that.
I have an associate in psychiatry, so I can understand people. But this is not the show for that. On Tuesday nights, I do Release Therapy with my friend. On her radio show on Tuesday nights, and we do Release Therapy. So that's the show for that. My show is not for that. So this is why I don't want to give advice. Not the show for that. And he started, you have to have patience with these kind of people. Now, where did you say you're from? What part of New York?
I'm from Manhattan.
Where in Manhattan?
From the Upper East Side.
Okay. Did you go to the parade today?
No, I didn't go today.
Okay. And how old are you, if you mind me asking?
I'm 20.
Okay. Well,
and how about yourself?
Well, I don't know. When you get past 25, you don't tell your age anymore, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'm 27, to be exact.
Oh, okay.
So how do you like living in New York?
I like it. I like it, the city life, you know, because you get to do, you know, good things. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have your show here on Blog Talk?
I don't have a show specifically, but I'm looking to do one. And you can give me any advice, like how to start it up, you know, how to get as popular as you?
Well, I don't know how to tell you that, but, I mean, my show became popular because of the people that was on the show, so that's how it became popular. But, you know, remember, Blog Talk has many different shows that you can start, so I don't know where you're trying to go with it or what is the purpose of you doing it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, once you, go ahead.
I would say, like, I want to get into, you know, talking, just, like, actual talking with people type of show, like, taking in as many calls as I can, and then, like, you know, talking with them about everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I mean, I don't know. Talk to people about what? What is your show going to target? You know, what is the purpose of what is it going to target?
Specifically, I'd say I understand a lot of things, but I understand more like a personality relationship level.
Mm-hmm. So, would your show be about relationships, or what would it be about? Would it fall under the cat? I don't know what type of category would it fall up under.
I would say relationships, yeah, because I'm pretty good with that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, then you should, I don't know, I'm just, this is a suggestion. Maybe you should start a show under, you know, doing relationships, about relationships and marriages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And start to, you know, promote your show and have people on your show that deal with that area, you know, who deal with relationship experts from, you know, and just see how it turns out from there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea, actually, yeah. I understand where you're coming from.
But, you know, it's been the show's pretty good. The show's pretty good. You know, I've had, you know, so many people on it. It became very popular, and it's a good
Yeah,
show.
Yeah.
It took some time, you know, but it's there now.
Yeah, yeah. So, exactly how do you start off a show? Like, what's the, like, equipment that you would need? Would you need anything fancy?
No, I mean, they give you everything that you need, the switchboard, the phone, and they give you everything that you need. Well, you use your own phone or whatever, or you could use the studio equipment to, you know, do whatever, and they give you everything. I know they have, like, premium service and things like that, which I don't pay for. I'm not going to pay for this because I don't get paid to host.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't do that. That's one thing I don't do. I refuse to pay for something. I don't get paid already. I have huge people on the show. I don't get paid to do it, so I'm not going to pay them to, you know, promote my show. I can promote my own show. But just this is nothing. Work really hard and, communicate with people here on Blog Talk, you know, kind of try to build up your friend list, you know, so when you promote your show, when you have a show, people will know about it, and then it can spread, you know, through that. So, you know, that's another thing that you can do to help your show out.
And, all right, so any other callers on the line before I go?
No, you're fine. You don't have to go if you don't want that. It's someone else. If someone else is calling to block, and I don't know if it's that guy or not. I don't want to click him over. It may be him, or I don't know who it is.
Let's just see, because, you know, I might want to try to start off a little bit of my show right here, seeing what maybe he has a problem like the other caller.
Hold on, let me see who this is. Hello?
Hey, man, how you doing? This is Doug calling from Newark, New Jersey. How you doing?
This is who?
Doug calling from Newark, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hey, Doug. Hey, Doug, what's up?
I was listening to your conversation about starting a new show, and actually I wanted to start a new show. I wanted to start a show about music. I'm actually a very talented singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I need some advice. So what kind of songs do you think I should have on my show?
I don't give advice to start a show. This is something that you have to, you know, learn on your own. I'm not.
Okay. Do you want to hear me sing a song for you? It'll be about 20 seconds. It's Rihanna, Jay-Z, Run This Town Tonight.
Go ahead.
I have a baby penis. It's so big. It's large and black and big. You suck. Your show sucks. You suck. You suck.
I told you that was him, right?
Oh, man. I'm sorry about that. I'm really sorry.
I told you that was him. I know that was him.
Yeah. Wait, how could you tell that it was him, though?
Because he hung up and then he called back in and blocked his number. He had a 201 number. I saw the number. What I am going to do, I don't want to do that. I can report it to Block Talk, but I don't want to do that. It's not worth it, but it's just an asshole.
He's probably just, like, you know, having nothing to do tonight, just talking, trying to mess with people on Block Talk Radio.
I don't have time for that. This is why I don't let callers in a lot of times, but, he's gone.
He's gone? Yeah.
Yep, he's out of here. He might try to call back in. This is why I don't take a lot of calls. I usually don't say he's back again. This guy here.
Yeah, because I'm going to be trying to take as many calls as I can, so I got to watch out for this kind of stuff.
Well, you just have to be careful when they block their number, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. I sometimes people block their number just for privacy, you know?
I don't call. I usually don't call people when they call them. So I never call them, like, after that. I never call them back. I just feel comfortable that way, you know. But he's gone now. Hopefully he may try to call back in. I knew it was him from the door, the way he was talking.
Yeah, yeah. He started with a funny voice.
I'm calling from Newark. Yeah, right. He said he was from Oklahoma, but he has a 201 area code. That's a New Jersey area code.
Yeah, he's so stupid.
Why would you call from Oklahoma with a 201 area code? Like, call someone in Oklahoma with one of New Jersey area code? Wow, now he's calling back in again.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Man.
I just hung up on him, so maybe he'll be gone in a minute.
All right, well, I gotta go, so could I give my couple shout-outs?
Sure, go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, I'd just like to give a shout-out to...
that you run to, yeah.
Let
wanna let you know I'm feeling good tonight. I want you to take my hand and promise you'd be cool, because I know you like the way that I'm booked. Oh boy, you bring me joy. Some try to plague me, but they can't fake me. Oh boy, you got it going on, and you make me happy. Myself. I just wanna be with you, my friend, and no one else. It's not hard to say what I feel, because you know that my love is for real. Oh boy, I'll be your toy. Come on and play with me, and never leave me. Satisfy me, you satisfy me.
Listening to your show tonight.
Oh, I appreciate you. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Who you got as a guest tonight?
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the guest. I got two guests tomorrow.
Oh, okay. You got somebody be tomorrow?
Huh?
You got somebody coming on tomorrow night?
Yeah, I got two people coming on tomorrow. It's going to be big. I got Keith Murray and I got David Beats. Yep, I got Lil Fat. I got B2K coming on Friday. I got I got Warren G coming on. I got Nia Long coming on. I got Patty coming on. You can't tell nobody though.
Patty LaBelle?
Yep. You can't. You got.
Oh man, one night. I'm a big fan of Patty LaBelle. When's she coming on? I get you a lot of callers for that show.
That's the problem. I don't like taking callers because I got some people calling to be stupid. So. I try to like.
Oh, no, I can get you some material calls for that show.
Okay.
I can also promote it on my show. You know, I'm on Blog Talk too.
Well, what's your show?
Mars and Donnie B Radio.
Okay. So
on Blog Talk.
Send me a message so I can check your page out and everything.
Okay, because I come on tonight at 10. I'm on from 10 to 11.
Okay. I'll tune in then, because I know I come back on at 11:30. So how's your listeners? What's like the total?
I just started maybe about 2 weeks ago, so it's still growing. More people are starting to tune into it now. I got most of my fan base are most of the young people that tune into the show. We got a lot of young people that tune into my program and stuff. But I love having promote other people's program as well too.
Yeah. I mean, this
show. Also, I have a TV show too.
Okay, where?
It comes on in ATL. It's called the Dunnaby TV. It comes on Wednesdays. Matter of fact, you can go online on, Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. At 12
o'clock. Now, I don't know where you at. Okay,
I was just down in Atlanta.
I'm in New York City.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Are you in New York City, ATL?
I was just down in ATL for a charity event.
Oh, okay. When my show comes on that third, I got a one-hour music video show that I do every week out there in ATL. But it comes on in Texas, too.
Okay, yeah. I was just down in Atlanta for a charity event. I had to raise some money for, the flood victims down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was me, Nelly, Jermaine Dupree, GS Boys. It was a lot of people that came through. I called some people out,
mm-hmm.
but they came through for me. That's one
man, thing. Okay. So how long have you been doing entertainment?
Towards the radio, it's like a year, but towards me, I've been in the business about 23 years.
Okay, 23.
I was a singer and, dancing some acting. And then I did some production. Now I'm doing radio. I'm going to go back to production, so I'm going to do production and radio now.
Oh, man. Okay. So you've been doing it for a long time then, huh?
Yep, since I was a little kid.
Man, that's a blessing, man.
If you need me, if you need me to help you promote your show, then, let me know. My show's pretty good. My show's like number 4 overall. It's number 2 in this category, so, my show's one of the top shows on Blog Talk. I got nearly 70,000 views, so, listen.
So you got a little bit, you got way more than me, because I'm new at it, so it's steady growing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't start off like that, but, the guests that I've had on, that's what basically brought the show to us, its thing.
Right.
I don't take a lot of callers, because callers call in with stupid stuff, and,
They do. You're right. We have this sometimes.
Yeah.
And the way I've been promoting my program is on my TV show, cross promoting.
Okay. Well,
doing
you never told me about that. Where do you broadcast from? From Texas?
Yeah, from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. I got
Dallas Fort Worth. I have a lot of guests that come on the program. And stuff. Matter of fact, Miss Eve from Family Unity, you probably heard of her program. She's the one that got me started doing this on Blog Talk.
Okay. What's your name?
Dunnaby, Donny, B as a boy.
Okay. My homie lives down in Texas. I don't know what part. I forgot. He's actually the road manager for GS Boys. I forgot what part of Texas.
Oh, okay. That's in Dallas then, ain't it?
Huh?
That's in Dallas then, because that's where the GS Force is from.
Fort Worth. I know he lives down in Texas. I had to ask him when I speak to him again.
You got them coming on the program too?
They were already on.
Oh, okay. Dang.
You got to read the people that I had on the show already. I got so many people in my help.
I believe that. I sure believe that. That first day I got a chance to talk to you, man, and you had Martha Hughes on. That impressed me. I'm like, man, this dude got big people on this program.
That was the second time on the show.
And then I look at the TV at 5 o'clock, and that same guy that was on your show was on BET. Like, man.
Yeah, he said he was going to go over there after he leave the show. So, Mark, I have a good relationship with Marcus. And, Lil Fizz and Jay Bull, they're going to be on the show. Remember
now, what is Raz B doing? Because I got a chance to talk to him when he was in Texas. Because for a while, he was living down here in Texas. What is he doing now?
He's trying to get him some albums. He's trying to, come back out.
Trying to come back out?
Yeah, he was.
Is it looking good for him so far?
I don't know. He got a lot of work to do, I guess. He was on. I had him on the show. You know, I played his
man. Did he move back to California? Because I know he said that's where he was from.
What did he? You know what? I'm gonna have to do. I'm gonna listen to the show when he was on. I wanna find out where. I forgot where he said he lived. I forgot. I had to make some phone calls to get a hold of him.
Now, what did you have with Miss Patty on the show? Because I want to call in on that show.
I can't tell you. You gotta watch the postings.
Okay, watch the posting.
Watch my postings, and she'll be up there when Miss Patty comes on. I'm going to be the first to have her on, and I think I had Whitney Houston's mother on. That was a great interview. That was the biggest. Wait, that show was the highest rated show ever on Blog Talk Radio.
I believe it.
Everybody and their mama listened to that show, and everybody wanted to call in, but I could not let nobody talk to her because they didn't want her. They didn't want to for anybody to ask her.
Take no phone calls.
Right, because you know she's
But that is amazing.
That was one of the best shows I ever. I think I got at least 10,000 people. Archived it, and I had about 100 people live, so it was a great show. That show put the show on the map too. So now I had Smokey on, and then Gloria Gaynor followed behind him.
You keep on, man. They don't find out you on major radio.
I'm trying to get it. Once you help me out. Just send your request over. I'm trying to get on XM. I'm trying to get on FM. I'm trying.
Man, that's amazing.
I'm trying to get.
Well, I'm sure I'll be listening to your program every night, man. I'm gonna be one of your biggest fans.
I appreciate it.
I'm gonna listen to your show before I go to my program.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm gonna. Is your show getting ready to come on now?
Yeah, it's coming on. I'm gonna be going live at 10 o'clock in about another. Let's see. I don't even know what time it is because I do everything by phone.
Oh, okay. You guys are 2 hours behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's
It's 9:05 now.
Okay, for an hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be coming on. Probably within the next 45 minutes.
Okay, I'll be back. I'm coming on at probably 11:30 Eastern. So.
Okay, real quick, man. What is your name? So I can say a big shout out to you.
Tim.
Say it again.
Just say shout out to the Timothy Hodge Show.
Okay, Timothy. Okay.
Yep.
I will do that tonight, man.
All right, send me a message on my page so I can check your show out, all right?
Okay, so do it right now.
All right.
All right.